This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Guess what, kids? It's hour three on a Tuesday night. Thank you all for being with us. And Jenny and Joe and Mama Di and Al and
Harrison and Meow.
So many people
Rocky,
are in the chat room enjoying, well, maybe not enjoying the show so much as just tagging along for an evening of chat. And
Nan's been really quiet.
Well, it's been, maybe they got other stuff to do. You know, we're not always a focal point for people.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Opioids.
Yeah.
Or some other thing, I'm not sure.
Something.
Anywho, we've already suffered through. We've managed to produce 2 hours tonight, is what I meant to say. And hour three is coming right here, and we got a lot coming up. Kat's got a segment that she's going to think never was part of the show, but it is. It's called Two Things. Kat Carlson coming up in just a little while. But in the meantime, you've not heard his voice enough any of these shows, so we'll do it again. It's Al Perkins.
Because he's been kicking ass as the Abyss.
Grant. I basically missed the late 80s. So
we're frozen.
We are on that. Mm-hmm. We're not frozen on this.
And what a good position for all of us.
Yeah, I know. It's a good look for everybody. For everybody.
Daughter Judy. All right. So are we on or no?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Right.
Technical difficulties. We haven't had a technical difficulty sign-on in a while.
It's hidden.
Okay, so that's what makes it a technical difficulty.
There, see, we're back.
Oh, we're okay.
We were never off.
Let's start with, our story begins. Let's start with what I have on the internet. So the BAFTA Awards were on, and due to all kinds of scheduling conflicts with the Olympics, my TV booted the BAFTA Awards, but they were hosted by Joanne Lumley of AbFab fame, and I really wanted to see her live, so I'm hoping that I can find them on demand, that somebody is still broadcasting. The big surprise of the night was that Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri won Best Picture, which really does make it a two-horse race for Best Picture at the Oscars, and it's going to come between Shape of Water and that one. And then, because Martin McDonagh, who did In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths, so I had not done a lot of digging into, like, who he was, but two movies that I thoroughly enjoyed, and In Bruges is just fucking nuts. Colin Farrell, which one's the Irish one?
That's right.
Farrell. Colin Farrell, fucking crazy, In Bruges, if you get a chance. It's a fun movie, and it's this particular writer. So it also won Outstanding British Film of the Year, Gary Oldman. These races are over. Frances McDormand, Sam Rockwell, Allison Janney. The Oscars are going to be a little bit of a snooze for the acting categories because no one else has won. Like, there hasn't even been a surprise. No one has come through and surprised anybody. Call Me By Your Name, which I am very delighted to say that I think that is your shoe-in for adapted screenplay. Just the way that it's working out. Molly's Game seems to have run out of steam. So Call Me By Your Name is kind of running uncontested. All the other big screenplays of the year were original screenplays.
Okay.
Call Me By Your Name is the only really big adaptation. So it turns out that I'm the last one to find out that James Ivory of all the Merchant Ivory films, the one that she hates, Remains of the Day, A Room with a View, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, Howard's End, Morris, all these beautiful movies from the 80s, A Passage to India. He's finally going to get his Oscar that he's been denied all these years later. I'm trying to think. Best editing went to Baby Driver, and a big surprise that it actually won the editing award.
But I think that's deserved.
Yeah.
That is a crazy editing job, that whole movie.
It honestly is. Only thing to compete with it, I think, is Dunkirk. And so it'll be wonderful to see who gets the Oscar. And then in a local story, someone who went to my high school and belonged to the same drama club has picked up his BAFTA award, Mark Bridges, for Phantom Thread, which,
congratulations,
horrible movie, terrific costumes. But he won an Oscar for the Artist a few years back and actually thanked Niagara Falls and the LaSalle Players, where to school, to my drama club. So that was kind of fun. The thing that's killing me, because I really think Hans Zimmer should win for Dunkirk, but The Shape of Water, Alexandre Desplat won for original music for The Shape of Water. There's nothing else truly surprising here. I was looking for, there was something I wanted to mention. Let's see what it was. Director went to Guillermo del Toro. That one's over. So the only surprise of the night is going to be Best Picture. Like, which of the two gets it?
Okay.
But I think we can... Well, plus Martin McDonagh's not nominated for Best Director for Three Billboards. So I think Guillermo del Toro just walks away. Oh, the E! Rising Star Award went to Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, who... No, I'm gonna get. I'm probably gonna do this wrong. So I just want to double check my facts. Please bear with me to make sure that I say this right. Yes. So he is in Black Panther, which I had the pleasure to see in IMAX this last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A terrific movie on every front. It's part of that whole Marvel universe, but you don't need to know anything about those people because there's no other. This is a true origin story of Black Panther. And it turns out that he was called Black Panther before there was a Black Panther organization.
Right.
And briefly, they tried to change the comic book character's name to avoid the similarities.
Right.
And then no one liked it, so they went back to Black Panther. I was wondering about that, too, if that would, like, which came first, which was the chicken, which was the egg. Black Panther, so goddamn good. I cannot stress this enough. IMAX, it was gorgeous. And it was, I can't think of what movie she was just Oscar nominated for, but she's the first woman to be nominated for a Best Cinematography Oscar. And she did Black Panther. And oh my God, is this movie gorgeous? A feast for the eyes. Just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
The cast is terrific. Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan. Sweet baby Jesus, goddamn it.
Jenny,
amen.
Have a good week. Sorry. Sorry.
Good night. Michael B. Jordan mm-hmm. is possibly the most attractive man that has ever walked the face of the earth.
Ooh.
And it does take about 20 minutes to get him shirtless. And I regret all of those 20 minutes. Get his shirt off is all I kept saying.
Sure.
Oh, my God. He is just lovely. Every inch of him is just a sight to behold. There were plot points that I may or may not have missed based
Probably
on how
did.
Good looking sure. he is.
Oh, I think you had some separate plot points, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I added a character twist, a surprise appearance by a white girl from Niagara Falls. I mean, it was a whole thing. Martin Freeman, Daniel Kaluuya, Letitia Wright is so cute as the sister, Sterling K. Brown, Angela Bassett, Forrest Whitaker, Andy Serkis. I mean, the cast was just spectacular. Top to bottom, it was girl power, it was girl warrior, it was save the planet, the ecosystem, what is your personal responsibility, what do people in power or people with prosperity owe the planet as your reward? It was so political from top to bottom. Like, they never let off the gas of, like, strong black women, strong culture, the importance of, like, your history. It just really got that shit home.
Here you are. There you go.
God damn, I say. You know what I mean? Oh.
Yeah, he's real handsome.
Now, if he was a camel.
If there's going to be an injection, I'd like to give it.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Settle down.
There you have it.
I can't. You put a picture of him in front of me.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
It turned into a Me Too moment for the TV.
Yeah.
yeah, it's a true story.
Well, could you play that bittersweet again?
I can change. Absolutely terrific. And it was the fourth or fifth biggest box office opening of all time. Worldwide, the number one movie, made over $300 million. There were people organizing community centers, youth groups to go see the movie, to give black children a chance to go see a positive role model on the screen.
Sure.
And the struggle between, like, your tribe and the better good. And it was just phenomenal. And from what I've been reading, and luckily I've deleted just about everybody from my Facebook, so I guess the white people are all up in arms about this movie.
Oh, absolutely.
And the fact that it's an all-black cast.
There have been some horrible memes put out that others have posted to show how horrible. They're like, this is bullshit. Why can't you just let black people have a fucking movie and leave them alone? Like, why? They're proud of it. They're happy about it. It's just been ridiculous.
And it's been way too long to wait for blackface. Like, what turned out to be a fascinating story. If any of this story actually comes from the comic book of, like, this country, and it's, I have no idea.
Mm-mm.
Don't read the comic books. I don't know if they're if it comes from that, but what a terrific origin story. And we have put up with that goddamn Spider-Man origin story, what, three different actors have gone through? Well, and probably got bit by the spider.
Well, all of them.
And one of my favorite things ever is when they're planning out, like, there's something they're planning out for Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, where they're planning, like, all his favorite people or people that can come speak for him. And it's, like, any actor that played Uncle Ben. And then underneath it, it's any actor who shot Uncle Ben. Because we've seen that origin story told so many times that so many people have played Uncle Ben or shot him. So, just ridiculous that you can have that one character told. We're at, like, our fifth origin story of him. Batman's on, what, four different origin stories? Like, three different origin stories?
Yeah, sure.
We've had to watch that stupid kid fall down the well how many times, including on Gotham? And this really was a terrific story. Can't recommend it enough. It was really good. And then we'll go to Black Mirror, season four, which I am really trying to treat like the fine wine it is. I really don't want to rush it. I need time to absorb these episodes. There's so much to go with.
They're so crazy. I can't.
Right. We talked about the USS Callister. We talked about that opening one with the video game that's a Star Trek derivative that was so good. Well, this week I watched Hang the DJ about a dating service and how they can guarantee 98.9% accuracy with finding your soulmate. Did not see the twist coming. At the end, I'm like, how did I miss that? It seemed so obvious at the end. It was so goddamn good from beginning to end. And again, if it was a feature-length film, we'd be talking about it for Best Picture. It was romantic and funny and charming and well-written and technologically savvy and, like, everything in this episode.
Hang the DJ.
Hang the DJ is the name of the episode.
Again, what show is this?
Black Mirror.
Oh.
Because the shows have nothing to do with each other except for Hang the DJ. Oh, no. It's the episode before Crocodile. The song from the singing competition gets played. Everybody loves the song from the singing competition. So it's just weird.
They tie some of the stuff in the early seasons.
It makes no, like, you'd be like, oh, okay, now I've heard the song in, like, four episodes. But it has nothing to do with, like, the story or the timeline. And, like, Crocodile, you figure, is a couple of years more advanced than the episode that has a similar gadget in it. But this Hang the DJ, did not see it coming. I didn't know where we were going. Filled with romance. It's not quite as lovely as San Junipero. It's not at that level of wistfulness, but this was just lovely and well told. So I have two more to go, but after Hang the DJ, I couldn't. I needed to, like, just shut down for a little while.
I'm still in, like, season two because I couldn't. I was like, yeah, we need a break. You cannot watch them all.
Because you're so engrossed, and it's so thoughtful. It's so beautifully done, and the same guy writes all of them. Let me find his name.
And it makes me hate my phone.
It makes you hate, yeah.
Every time.
And it makes you worry about any technology where you agree to something. Charlie Brooker is a fucking genius. Like, enough good things cannot be said about this man and what smart writing he does.
I don't think I can watch this because I'm still having trouble with the assassination of Gianni Versace. I'm still having trouble with that movie. And it's not technological at all because it was in the 90s.
But these are just they're like little hour-long vignettes about, like, just about something. And it's about, like, it's 10 minutes from now. It's just about, like, every time you give somebody 5 stars on Uber. And then, like, that's all we cared about. What if all we cared about was how we were rated? Like, they're just so all over the map, but they're so.
And again, it's Black Mirror because it's the screen of your phone,
it's
right?
It's the screen of your phone. Got it. That's the Black Mirror that you're looking in.
Got it.
And just, I mean, it's just, it's fantastic television. And the lesser episodes are terrific. Like, the ones that later you're like, well, that wasn't as good as, like, White Bear. That's the one that I cannot get over.
For real.
That's the one I was worried that I was leading you down a horror movie path because that one starts off a little suspenseful. And then it was like the twist in that one. I'm like, God damn it, another one. Like, I have yet to see one show. And I see everything coming. I got 6 cents out of the fucking commercial. Mm-hmm. Like, I have not seen one episode coming.
Okay.
I love to find the twist before they tell you the twist. It's my favorite game.
Nothing.
Not one.
The cutest fucking story in the whole wide world is Adam Rippon, who we're all in love with. But so is Sally Field and her son, Sam right. Greisman, who is a gay gentleman that she's always speaking at events on his behalf. She is the cutest. I want to be invited to the night that they watch the Kennedy Center Honors together because it's the greatest thing a gay man can do with his mother.
Yeah,
so I want to go to Kennedy Center Honors night with Sally and Sam. I think I followed them both on Twitter, so I think I'm going to mention that for next year. See if I can get an invite.
Nice. Sam, what's his name again? Sam what?
Griesman. G-R-E-I-S-M-A-N.
I can find it. Yeah. I can find it. I'll find it.
So I think I already he's 30 years old, and he's had a crush on Adam Rippon for a little while now. He's been obviously been watching the follow-up to the Olympics. He's very political. So when the team event came on and he skated for the first time, Sally remembered that her son had mentioned how cute he was. So she puts on a text message to him, Sam, he's insanely pretty. Find a way, ..
The tagline just for his profile says Sam Griesman. It's a verified account at Sam Grice, virgin who can drive.
He went straight clueless. I was in love from the clue. You're a virgin who can't drive. So at least he's selling himself as a virgin.
Good night, Harry.
Good night, darling. So he puts on his Twitter page some really helpful advice from my mom on how to deal with my Olympic crush. So it's gone back and forth, and I guess on one of the talk shows in the last couple days, Adam Rippon finally responded and said, "I love your mom. She's an inspiration. I'm sure we'll meet."
Oh,
that's so cute.
So it's so cute that, yeah. And so he's got tweets coming back from Reese Witherspoon, from Britney Spears, who tweeted to Adam, "I just wanted to let you know that I'm a fan. I'm not in denial, and you are the most fun. Keep making us all smile at the Winter Olympics, and good luck today." That's from Britney Spears.
I love that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know she queened out on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, because he dedicated something to her, but he dedicates everything to Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And now she's telling him she's a fan. Simone Biles from the Summer Olympics. "Hey, Adam, can I please borrow that top? Hashtag need it."
That's funny. That is funny.
So that's going on. And now, in a related story, NBC offered him a spot as a commentator for the rest of the Olympics, and he turned them down because as a member of the media, he would have to leave the Olympic Village, where I think he's getting laid.
Yeah. And good for him.
I think he's getting some. Yeah.
So how did we loophole around this one?
Right. So he has turned down their offer, and he shows up like that as an unofficial guest. He can't officially be with NBC News, so they like finding ways to get him on screen, but he can't dress up like it. He has to wear the team Olympics. And they brought him in after the cup. They brought him in after the couples dance with Johnny and Tara, and him and Johnny was just looking at him like fresh kill. Like it was fun. So it's just been charming. And he said that because he skated early, his program came first. Everyone was so supportive of him that he doesn't want to leave Team USA. He wants to be part of the cheering crowd, not part of the commentators. So he happily turned them down. But I thought, well, what a rare thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you know they're going to be back, and he's going to be on something in a minute because he's America's sweetheart from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Really is.
I can't say it enough.
He is. He'll tell you he is if you don't believe him.
All right,
Andrea, or what was his one last week? Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. It's all about those earrings.
Mike.
He's so.
Let me tell you, Mike.
Funny.
Oh, he is.
So wait, I think I have one more thing.
I'm very worried that he's going to go from, isn't he adorable, to this fucking guy won't shut up like real fast. I think he's just going to jump into.
There was that worry with Johnny Weir.
Sure.
But seriously, like the fact that you can't watch the figure skating without Johnny Weir. Like you need him and Tara.
Right.
They're so much fun. They bring them into the studio, and then they got lost because they never get invited to the main studio. So when they finally had to go, Johnny was running because he didn't want to be late and be deemed unprofessional. So he left Tara outside looking for where they were going and sat in his chair. And she's like, "He left me." He's like, I'm not going to be dubbed unprofessional. I found the door." And it was just so funny. And they're going over all the things that they were willing to host. Like they were like, "All right, so
everything.
You've done the Kentucky Derby. You've done this. What next?" And they were doing like the.
Can you imagine like the NBA basketball game? Like some kind of.
Well, they've done. They did the Super Bowl from here, which I forgot they were here for the Super Bowl because I tried to go see them.
That.
Yeah, they tried. They did something for the Super Bowl.
Oh my God! That's fantastic.
And, but their answers were hysterical for the things they'd be willing to host. They do dog shows, which now I'm like, come on.
That'd be funny.
I'm not made of stone, people. Of course, I'm tuning in.
Just the house is
it's like real life best in show.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh huh.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's what we needed.
Or like so the two commentators that are in Pitch Perfect, the other two.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Elizabeth Banks and...
So yes. Funny.
That's swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. So the last thing we have here, unless I just erased it, is that Grace and Frankie hit their stride. Mm-hmm. I mean, season three was terrific, but season four was even better. And I love that Jane Fonda took acting lessons. I like that she went to an acting coach because she's never played a character this long. So she wanted to like find ways to like work within this new medium that she's enjoying. And I really think it shows. Like, I think she is shining.
At 84 years old, she's finally there.
That she is just shining in a sitcom.
I love her. I'm loving it.
The supporting cast is firing and all, whether you like them or not, they're working.
We finally got the boys back. I didn't like the little relationship of Sal and Robert. Is that right?
Saul.
I didn't like that for the longest time, but we finally got them back into something funny.
Oh, and it was hysterical. Yeah. The community theater is funny. The nightmares about the Music Man are funny. The fact that they're about to have their first three-way in their 70s. But it's all about Jane and Lily, and they are just... terrific.
Great timing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the heartbreak of the knees and the scooters and Lily Tomlin getting lost following an ice cream truck to the Mexican border was just priceless.
Right.
So it's been renewed for a fifth season, so Jane can continue her acting lessons. But I like that Jane was like, I'm good at what I do, but I don't really get this medium, and I've been playing this character for 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Let's get some help and see how to play this out. And it's just... oh, and they just hand her a martini. Don't try to butter me up. And then she, you know what I mean?
It's true, though.
Like, just her her timing is getting... I mean, it's been good all along, but just a smart, fun...
It's funny.
Really, really... just you just like them. You want to hang out with all of them.
Yeah.
The kids are quirky and fun.
Uh-huh.
I still
and they
not,
have pretty good timing, too.
Yeah.
They all do. I just do not like the oldest daughter.
Oh, because she's unlikable.
She's supposed to be unlikable.
Well, she's succeeding because I just can't stand her.
Oh, some of the lines are funny, but
when I see her, I just like, I have like an opposition to her.
But I think you're supposed to. I mean, that's what she's playing.
Clearly, right. She's doing it well.
Well, when they do the gender reveal party, her reaction, that whole gender reveal party, was just Missy L 2.0. Like, I was like, oh, I'm with her the whole way. And then later I can't remember what they're doing, that they bring a cake to the house, and I think they're going to like talk them into moving out, but like there's something they're looking for, and he goes, it's inside
it's in the cake.
And she's like, I hate this fucking family.
Oh yeah, the oldest sister is my favorite part of that show.
Absolutely I hate this fucking family. And she just walks away. And the fact that she goes and gets high in the other room just cracks me up. So, but it's good. They're back for one more. Because Netflix has started canceling shit. So I was concerned that maybe we were the only older women watching the show. But no, turns out it's still popular.
Oh, mom's watching it too. My mom, that is.
I was so excited to see that they renewed it and can start filming right away.
Yeah,
they left us on a terrific cliffhanger.
I was horribly upset about it.
I was too. And it's just that right mix of like.
I really hope what I think has happened though. Like, I really hope they solved that really like neatly.
Okay, so you're caught up, right? Because what is your theory on where they are? Because I have a theory too.
Spoiler alert, people! If you haven't watched, don't bitch at us. Here it is. I think Nick bought the house.
That's exactly what I think.
Well,
it's exactly and has it, it's all redone. He buys it, has it all
and fixed
redone,
it, right? Because that's what he does. Because he's got a guy.
Because that's his way into her. Yeah. That's his hook, you know, to get into her. I think that's what he does the whole time.
Like he's got a guy.
Right.
So I think he bought the house.
I'm really bad at seeing things coming because.
Exactly.
I didn't even consider that. That's a terrific answer.
Exactly what I think happened.
Otherwise, it's horrible, and I don't want to watch the next season.
But I like that you're a little. I like when they can mix just outright laughs with a little bit of sentimentality. That you're like, your heartstrings are tugging, but you're laughing at the same time. When they can hit that level, you're just in a sweet spot.
Laughter through tears.
Yeah,
is
my favorite emotion.
So I think it's going to be he buys it, and then the problem is going to be the conflict is going to be
that she broke up with him.
But he's now the landlord, and he doesn't want to accept money from them for the house because he loves her. Exactly what I think is going to happen. Exactly.
I like when we talk about characters Lily Tomlin's
character is going to be like, we'll just sleep with him and we can live here for free. Right. Like that's going to be Lily's angle
put out,
to this.
The rent is paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Baby.
Come on, that's
that scene with her and Bud. Not Bud. What's the other son's name? Coyote.
Coyote?
Oh, it was Bud.
But the black guy with the kid.
The scene with her and Bud, where he tells her in the theater that she can't watch the kid anymore. Lily gave us some. She gave us some Meryl Streep realness there. I was wiping away an emotional tear. That was really well done.
I did enjoy that scene with her in the theater where Jane is on the first seat. Oh, and she'll let anybody past her. Mom, can he's no.
No. Nope.
You're going to make me walk out. Yes, yep. Walk all the way around. And I love that whole scene.
Why isn't she here with us? Why is she still in that chair?
Fantastic. It's enjoyable. It's very,
so that's,
very
enjoyable. That's entertainment.
Very, well, I have a little tag. I just saw this. I don't know if anybody else has seen this on the old Facebooks. Apparently, celebrities everywhere are donating oodles of money to the kids that are marching. Looks like Steven Spielberg, Oprah, and there's one more. I just missed it. Oh, George and Amal Cooney. All three have donated $500,000 each to the cause. So these kids are raising money like crazy for this. Now, I don't know how many millions they're going
to
need.
To compete with the NRA.
To compete with the, yeah.
Oh, let me check onto that.
Nobody's Rights Association.
A charming gentleman whose name I will have next week for really, really, really local visitors. He is running for our State House of Representatives. I'm not going to attempt his name without having it in front of me. Charming emergency room doctor, very handsome.
Oh,
you got a first name?
Came to my door.
Oh, he's got a poster.
Yep, Dr. Amish Shah.
He already sent me a personal card in the mail, and I am torn between, is that campaigning, or is the fact that we smiled at each other way too many times out here in my front yard?
Campaigning.
Oh,
campaigning.
He fucking flirty.
Oh, he is flirty as hell.
No. Oh, no, this one flirty. No. But,
and I got really concerned because I saw an envelope come in the mail that says Amish Fun or Amish something. I'm like, who the fuck is sending me? Because I'd forgotten about the name.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I opened my door.
I opened the door.
And my flannel outfit,
yes.
With a t-shirt, and he's like, you going somewhere? Yeah, that's what this looks like.
Actually,
yeah.
let me go get the card.
But an emergency room doctor.
Tell your story.
Very good message. And I'm going to find him on social media, even though he gave me his personal cell phone number. Mm-hmm. Well, I might text him.
That'd be lovely.
Please. I might text him just to find out what I can do. I don't want my Facebook page to get him in trouble in 2 years.
Sure.
And get him kicked out of some office because of the shit I have on my page.
Oh, I'm putting a sign in the front yard.
Oh, I agreed to a sign in the front yard for sure. All the right things to say about healthcare, about lowering costs, stopping the heroin crisis. And then we had a really long and in-depth conversation about the fact that we as a country don't know how to die with dignity.
Mm.
And I think he and I were both moved by how on the same page we were with that, with like teaching people how to die better. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and they just yell out death panels when it's like, no, it's just time. Like this is over.
Right.
Let's go out with a little bit of dignity and have your family member go out with as little pain as possible and a lot of dignity. And it was a really interesting conversation. I was really impressed by him.
So
I did not get mail.
Not yet. Well, when did you meet with him?
Like 2 days ago.
Okay. This was a couple
maybe
weeks.
Saturday.
It was a couple weeks ago. And then I got this like 2 days ago. So I get an envelope that says Amish for Arizona. And immediately I have no idea. I'm like, oh, criminy. What do they want with me? Mm. First of all, that looks computer generated. And I'm thinking, well, the Amish didn't print this. That's the first thing. So then it's a thank you card. Now, while we're standing at my front door talking, behind me on the floor is Marty, one of my cats. Here's what he writes.
Not one of your victims? Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Touch and go there for
thank you for taking the time to talk to me, blah, blah, blah. I hope the podcasts are still going well and Marty is at Zen as much as ever. I appreciate your support for my campaign, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, seriously? You went to your car and you jotted down two talking points.
That's awesome.
And you remembered. No, I think that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So I was all about it.
Well, I think this is an easier sell now to have Amish Shah join us on the show for a question and answer period.
There you go. Sure.
Sure. How long you been single, Doc?
I'm not saying it's going to take a personal turn. Yes, it will. But
I'm going to be late that day.
We're not on camera, are we?
Yeah, so will I.
No,
I mean, normally I am, but I'm saying later.
This is exactly what we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's
someone
true.
Local taking the initiative in local politics. He wants to change it from the state level. Mm-hmm. He was all about, very knowledgeable. And he said who his mentor was. Now I can't remember.
I don't recall that either. I'm sure it's in his bio. It's on his website.
Yeah, so I got to go look him up, but I mean, just the fact that he was handsome has nothing to do with it. It was the fact that, like, had all the right talking points.
I love the, and the fact dying that he was, with dignity, that you just had that talk.
That's... But that his thought wasn't run big. It was, you know, mine inspector. He was like, no, we got to fix our local, our state level politics.
It's grassroots, David.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah, yes.
I really
say it again.
It's grassroots, David.
Yeah. I really, here's my wish. I hope that Moira sticks around for a long time.
Oh, she's going to. I'm for sure.
I hope so.
Stick him up. This is a hold up. Nobody move but me.
So, and then Joe brings us news that former Q Talker Rebecca
Wininger
is going to be running for an office this year. That's
terrific. I saw that today, too.
I wondered that.
Going on all over the country.
She's been talking about that for...
All over the country. Mm-hmm. People like Amish, however saying his first name.
Joan Green is running. You know that, don't you?
I had seen that on Facebook, too.
And that's what we need, the people that don't live in this neighborhood. Run for local elections. Change the state politics. Because that's where we're losing... Bigly.
Everything.
Bigly.
We're losing everything. Like, Pennsylvania had to go to the Supreme Court to get those maps redrawn. And the census is 2020. You have to be in control of your state house the year that there's a Senate.
So you can gerrymander it for yourself.
So you can gerrymander it for yourself. Or you can just make it slightly more fair. But being in control, and it's the Republicans learned in 2010, and they did it, well. They got in charge of the state houses, and they redrew the map. So it's an important time, and someone like this man and Rebecca and whoever you just mentioned, local politics, John. Local politics, local politics. Get that stupid shit off your Facebook page. Don't be me.
And okay.
So that's what that rant sounds like. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Let's move on, shall we?
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Alert.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of fries of two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Boys and girls, it's Kat Carlson.
This week, for your interrupting pleasure,
good.
I have upgraded two things to five things.
Oh my God.
That's right.
More prepared than ever.
What an overachiever.
In a segment that Katie June used to call Guns, Guns, Guns.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we had an audio. We had a sound bite for that.
Did we have, did we have a sound bite for Guns, Guns, Guns?
Yes, we did. Do you recall this? The Guns intro was this. Three blind mice.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That was our intro.
I love it.
Because actually, guns, I think you used to do it, didn't you? Or was it Buddy?
No, it was Katie June.
Katie June,
Guns, Guns, Guns. Because I don't remember which shooting it was that everybody was, you know, we played this game.
Yeah,
since
so
1999.
Couple times, yeah.
Ugh. But here are not two things, but five things that are more complicated to buy than a gun in Florida.
Just in Florida?
Okay,
all right.
Just in Florida.
Okay.
More? Recent shootings have happened in Florida, so it makes a lot of sense that somebody wrote this article. Here it is.
Good.
I feel like it's a Hollywood Squares question. Paul, name five things.
I'll take Rosemary for the block. Right.
Go ahead.
And I actually watched like a little snippet or a little teaser of some like 60 Minutes kind of bullshit that they were doing, where they had a 13-year-old go around town. They had him try and buy alcohol. They had him try and buy cigarettes.
Sure,
they had
him
try and buy, you know, Playboy. They had him try and buy lottery tickets, and then they had him go buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought lots of guns.
No shit.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Walked into a gun show. 13 years old. Walked up and bought guns. So in the state of Florida, it is easier to buy an AR-15 than it is to buy cold medicine.
Yep, because Sudafed. Yep.
Cannot stockpile your Sudafed in Florida. State law prohibits consumers from purchasing more than 9 grams of Sudafed within a 30-day period. Allergies real bad?
Yeah. Fuck
off.
Shit.
Fuck off. Marriage license. It's harder to get married in Florida than it is to buy a gun.
That seems safer, though.
Shotgun wedding.
Fair, no pun intended.
Easier to get the shotgun than it is to get the wedding.
I don't even know. I've wondered this. How much does a marriage license cost? Like, I have no idea what you have to go through and do.
In Florida, there's a 5-day waiting period.
For a marriage license?
Marriage license.
Make sure you don't have syphilis.
Well, yep. State residents. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 3-day. State residents must either attend a premarital course. You got to go to a class.
Yeah.
Or wait the mandatory 3 days before the marriage license takes effect.
Holy
There's no
cow.
Waiting period for the shotgun.
Nope.
Wow.
And they used to make you take blood tests for a marriage license to make sure you didn't have syphilis.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, is that what that was for? Yeah. I always wonder what that was for.
Literally for syphilis.
Okay.
That's the correct use of literally, by the way.
You can go to the gun show and buy as many guns as you can afford, anyone buying more than 25 pounds of fertilizer is required to register and be screened against a known terrorist list.
Right, because of the Oklahoma City bombings, they use fertilizer.
All That's right. Fertilizer.
Oh, by the way, white guy had been in the service. Go on.
Go on, yeah, exactly. Yeah. White guy problem.
Yep.
White guy alert.
Yep.
This one, kind of a funny juxtaposition against stories we had earlier, anti-diarrhea medication.
Mm.
Oh.
That's right.
Raising a fracas.
That's right. Apparently, drugs like Imodium have been abused lately because in large doses, they have similar impact on the body as opiates like heroin. Add Imodium to your heroin.
Wow. Yeah.
Reporting.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Because opiates make you not poop. So what is just being stopped up is the goal?
I don't know. There must be something in them. But in Florida, buying large quantities of anti-diarrhea medication like Imodium puts you under surveillance. That's right.
But not an
AR-15. The feds are watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't happen if you purchase large numbers of guns. Nobody cares. Anyone who bulk buys anti-diarrhea, anybody that buys large amounts of medication is likely to come under scrutiny by the FDA. Yeah, and of course, medical marijuana is having having its challenges and moving through its paces. But in Florida, licensed dispensaries are only allowed to sell medical marijuana to qualified customers. To obtain a medical marijuana card, you must first seek treatment from a physician, doctor, who's going to diagnose you with anxiety and then give you the card so you can go get your weed.
And you have to pay money to the doctor.
Yep.
Then you have to pay money to the Health and Human Services part of your state, an annual fee.
Yep.
Then you have to get screened every time and go by armed guards. Yep. And you have to show your card with each purchase. They keep a record of what you purchase, and they limit what you purchase.
Incidentally,
don't they do all that with a gun too?
No.
Oh no. Uh-uh. Oh, I forgot.
Incidentally,
really
weird. Yeah.
Florida did a study, did a tally, as you will, of deaths caused by drugs in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do, you know, there's somebody crunching numbers in all kinds of offices all over the government.
Yep.
Zero deaths attributed to marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All kinds of hoops.
Sure.
Nobody died. Weird.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Is that the ultimate argument we were looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, there's
like make it as hard as it is, make it tamper resistant like Tylenol. You know what I mean?
Know.
Just go with any other crisis that we corrected immediately,
right.
Or the fact that 30 years later, gay men still can't give blood, even though they can screen for HIV right away.
Right.
That's in place and locked and loaded with the FDA, but we can't control guns.
Yeah.
Because that won't do anything. Like, we'll control anything else you want to talk about. Speed limits.
Mm-hmm.
Seat belts.
Mm-hmm.
Safety restraints.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, the actress...
If you don't have your kid unrestrained in your... If you have your kid unrestrained in your car, the cops are going to arrest you. But if the kid's holding a rifle, carry on.
As long as he's buckled in.
My wayward son.
The actress you mentioned earlier that had died from going underneath the back of a tractor trailer, which was...
Jane Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. Did Jane Mansfield, from what I understand, that wreck was part of the beginning of doing underride guardrails on the back of tractor trailers. So, I mean,
one famous person
dies, we got the back of a tractor trailer blocked off.
Sure.
Tylenol, tamper-resistant packaging, immediately from the very
You got to have a PhD to open the bottles.
20 kids a day? We like guns.
Yeah, we like guns. I mean, and it really does say something when 17 dead bodies lay in front of you. That's why I said I'm just not interested in the other side's argument. There's nothing good to say. It's too soon. Thoughts and prayers. Good guy with the gun. We've heard it every single time, and all we have is more dead kids.
Did you guys like
or more dead people? More dead people of every age. Is it that? Oh God! God said I'm not allowed in your schools. Well, then how do you explain the church shootings? Like. And if one more person posts that thing about God said I'm not allowed in your schools, and I have to say fuck off to one more person, I'm like, your God's an asshole. If he's allowing people to shoot people because we don't believe in him, like, doesn't that make him Donald Trump? Does it make your God like the orange monster? Like, no.
Well, first of all, God would be banned if he were alive today because he's from a Middle Eastern country and he has brown skin.
I think that just makes him an Old Testament God. Wasn't that God a vengeful God?
Right, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to just go with Santa just is white?
Just is white, yeah. Santa is white.
And it's just one of those things where there's just no more. And I think CNN did a story today, if anybody wants to try and find that, about like that thoughts and prayers used to be a lovely thing to say, but now it's just synonymous with
fuck you.
I don't care.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And they did a piece today that was very funny. They started locking up Tide Pods after kids were eating them, but gun control, nope. Yep, Tide Pods already locked up.
Yeah, that fast.
Already gone because somebody might hurt themselves. But 17 dead kids, nope. And I'm like, if you're arguing a Second Amendment right over a dead kid's grave, I'm done. There's nothing to say to you. Sure. And Marco Rubio, just
that fuck.
He's a whore. Like, you're just a whore. Sure. And Amina said, she was saying the NRA is our Taliban. Like, that's who they are. It's just a terrorist organization that runs our country from the inside. They're in just as much as Russia was in with something else. We got the NRA. Like, they're just a terrorist organization. And Wayne LaPierre is just Osama bin Laden.
Did you see the video of the guy on MSNBC showed it, I'm pretty sure.
Because more people have died from gun violence since 2001 than died in that terrorist attack.
I think CNN showed it as well. It's the guy who, it's a video, he shot it himself. Oh, and by the way, I don't need commentators on the bus with kids using the phrase shot it down. Today I heard them make something, they made a comment about some legislation that Florida had not approved, and she used the phrase shot it down. It's as bad as that woman standing in the middle of that
city.
Like a bomb went off. Anywho, the video is the guy who's sitting like on the deck of his house, and it's just, like he put his phone up on something, and it's just him, and laying in his lap is an AR-15. Mm. And he's like, this is my AR-15. I bought it 30 years ago. I bought it legally. I've had it forever. Blah, blah, blah. He goes through this whole dissertation about he likes guns. It's his gun. He never wants anything bad to happen. He doesn't like people that use those guns again, you know, the whole thing. And he goes, I hear that they're everywhere. So in order to make them have one less, he literally gets up and on the video, he takes a chop saw that used just like to cut 2x4s and just cuts it right in half. And then comes back and he goes, now there's one less.
Yep.
Like, some lady did the same thing.
I'm on board with it. Like,
that video.
He's like, there's no point. There's no point in the fact that, you know, this could potentially risk getting out and somebody using it. He goes, now there's one less.
Yeah. Because it's a home burglary where, like, when I got robbed, do you have guns? They were, you know, the first things they said, do you have guns? Do you have drugs? Do you have this? Do you have that? And, you know, the one robbery, they stole my seizure medication.
Right.
And he was like, oh, they're after that. I'm like, I was just in a car accident. There's pain medications.
If they didn't touch.
One right shelf there. Above. And then, you know, like a year later, I got robbed again. Or 9 months later, I got robbed again. And I was like, oh, I got to dump out. And I went through and I dumped out all of the pain medication because I never took them. They didn't do anything for me. But I'm like, I was holding on to them. I'm like, these shouldn't be in my house.
Right.
Because somebody's going to break into my house or something else and be like, look at this.
There was one thread I saw.
Three attempts at pain medication. They're all here.
There was one thread I saw, and I hate to be stepping on your story, but I'm just sharing what I read or saw. One person
One
thread I saw, a comment a woman made with about four these AR-15s. Mm-hmm. She said, well, it's legitimate to have them for hunters because hunters do not want an animal to suffer. Like, if you're that bad of a shot, go
you
take up tennis.
You also don't want to eat the meat if you're shooting it up with an AR-15.
Right. No, but I'm thinking, if you're that bad of a hunter, go fishing. Go pick another sport.
Yeah.
Because that's not your sport.
Unless you're picking a lot of bullets out of your prime rib
there. Right. Unless you're really just hunting for the head trophy.
Yep.
In which case, please stop that. That's dumb. You can go buy them from other people.
Sure.
If you really just need a head hanging on your wall, go fucking buy one. But otherwise, your elk steaks are going to look like Swiss cheese.
Sure.
Who wants that? Yep. Nobody.
Yep.
Nobody.
Continue on. What's the next?
Not the end.
Well,
I didn't realize we'd gone through them all already.
Five, yeah.
Don't start.
What happened? What happened? What'd you do?
That video that I sent you guys about the gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, I don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
When he said that I can't take a water bottle on the plane, but I can walk around Nevada with an AR-15.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that... And I
one guy
went,
failed yeah. at a shoe bomb, and we've been taking our shoes off for 15
right.
years.
Right,
right.
Like that's, I mean, there's so many examples.
Lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, but I mean, it was ridiculous because all of a sudden he said that, and I kind of went, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How dumb that it
a
doesn't
a sealed water bottle can't right. go through. Right. I have to pack completely differently because I can't bring moisturizer in my carry-on anymore. So right. I have to change everything about the way I pack to bring moisturizer, and I go to places that are much more moist than this, so I don't really need it. But still.
Almost everywhere is more moist
I'm
than this.
Still up on the cross.
Sure. T-zone.
in the name of the T-zone.
No, I mean, I have an entire section in the notebook that I use to keep notes for the show called Guns, 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 and it's full of all these statistics. All of them. The fact that you're more likely to die in a shooting than you are in a car anymore.
Right.
Your odds of dying in a car accident are less than your odds of being somewhere public and being shot.
Just in some breaking news.
Sure.
Breaking. That,
is it, how old is
as
it?
As of Sunday.
Oh. Breaking two-day-old news.
Well, it's actually something that there was a bigger deal about it today, but I can't find that right now. I closed it out. About the Florida legislature passing resolution declaring porn a health risk that causes physical and mental illness, but mm-hmm. they looked past gun legislation.
Yeah.
Right.
They looked past the 17 dead bodies
right, right.
to find a person masturbating.
No, they didn't look past it. They refused to act on proposed legislation.
Right, right. But they didn't take anything in mind, like just right after this happens. Then they refused to do that, but it was more important to declare porn.
Bad news.
That's what's wrong.
Right.
People masturbating is what's wrong. Not
absolutely.
Shooting people up, not the same.
Well, and that's quite frankly, it's probably they're building a case for the fact that porn is what made them do it.
Well, it's like the Baptists always say, you know what's wrong with sex? It might lead to dancing.
Yes. Very nice.
Exactly.
Yes. Very nice.
Another one. Been my favorite joke for many, many years, and I'm not giving it up. Still
it's
funny.
It's not going to happen.
You
so
shouldn't.
I think that doubles as thoughtful vulgarity, huh?
This is a hold up. Nobody move, but me.
It's perfect.
You're going to play in a show that had 30 speaking parts, for but you didn't have one.
I'll go plug in my flat iron.
So funny.
Oh, right. It's enjoyable.
Yes, Meow Kelly,
and
we agree with you. And an ant, like we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't need an AR-15 to hunt. And there is no point to these conversations anymore. They're just gonna say thoughts and prayers. It's too soon. Good guy with the gun. Like you can just hand them their script and pretend like you're psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a wrong kind of shooting. Yeah.
But now they got more kids coming tomorrow, and now the kids are getting cash. Yeah. So have your kids walk out of school on 4/20.
What a great thing! I didn't realize that. So I'm excited to look into that.
Well, it said they were donating. What I read before I left was that they were donating to anti-gun violence sites. I just didn't know where they were. I didn't read further to find out what's going
on. Well, now they're getting a whole thing together, and I'm sure more money is going to follow that, and it'll just...
And who had the... And where was, because I just briefly saw it, the lay-in, basically?
The lay-in today was in front of the Capitol at the White House.
That was at the White House.
That's
a different group.
Yeah. Okay.
The Capitol and the White House are two different places.
No, but I mean, I thought it was at the White House.
That's what I thought. It was at the White House.
That's what I thought.
Because when I saw the pictures, I'm like, well, it's unfortunate that... Because I don't think...
All I know is that it's a smaller group of kids in Tallahassee.
He's golfing.
Yeah, the smaller group of kids golfing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the smaller group of kids in Tallahassee, and the bigger group gets there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, because I knew that there was something in Tallahassee.
You're right, it was the White House.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there's all these different things going on at the same time.
And I only knew that because it was in the shot
in the
background.
The capital of Florida, the capital of the U.S. Like, it's kind of hard to...
Yeah.
It's been kind of hard to keep track of.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things.
But it's good that there's that much going on and that many people involved. Yeah.
And the kids are taking the action.
Yeah, and because we have a hard time keeping track of the shooters and the shooting incidents. So it's good that we're having a hard time keeping track of the resistance.
But I really am. I'm loving that the kids are saying, okay, you fuckers aren't doing anything.
Right. Yeah.
We call
and
we call
we're
BS.
Done getting killed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was just a real brief at a local school that won't be named. They decided that they were going to have a drill. You know how you have they have the drills?
Yeah, active shooter drills, yeah.
Active shooter drills. And they were going to do the active shooter drills. And they're supposed to do one every quarter, maybe one every month. I'm not even sure anymore. But it's definitely like one every quarter. One at this particular school has not been done at all this year. And the powers that be are deciding that it would be a great idea to do one, I think, tomorrow or Thursday. But don't tell the kids that it's not real.
Oh, no.
That's ridiculous.
Because that's fucking brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. Don't tell the kids that it's not real. Oh, my God.
Because the idea of a fire drill is, well, there's no fire, but right. How do we exit the building?
Right. So that was too much. And then something came out that there was a... if I say BB, what follows?
Pellet.
That? Or pellet. Gun. BB or pellet.
Gun.
New Earth.
Right, gun, yeah. Right? Oh. But
New Earth? I should have said New Earth.
Very
I really
good.
Should have.
Very good. King and New Earth. Very good.
BB King. Forgot about that one.
Apparently, last Wednesday, someone took a pellet gun or a BB gun and shot up a school bus that had... some kids on it, not developmentally disabled, but like I'm gonna say special kid, like the
advanced.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I could not. Anyway, bang, 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 right? Don't worry about it. It was a pellet gun. It wasn't a gun. It was like a pellet or a BB. It's fine. Even though the window shattered out. And it was the day after.
You can't get hurt
shit.
By glass.
You cannot at all. Or have PTSD that...
Right.
What's happening? The bus company sent... the therapist, counselor, for the bus driver. And the bus driver went off with the counselor and started talking and was able to kind of go through things.
But not the kids.
The kids were left on the bus... being screamed at by the cops that they couldn't get off and what are you doing? And it was a commotion for over an hour.
This was locally?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear a thing about this.
Exactly.
Because shooting kids isn't news anymore. It's not even interesting.
Exactly. And the fact that these kids had to, one of them, no one prompted this. I mean, it just was organic. It was like nobody cared about us. No one was sent to chat with them. Or to tell them, we care about you. Nothing was said over the intercom kind of thing. So it's becoming just too...
Yeah, dead kids.
Every day.
Dead kids don't mean anything to the NRA. They just mm-mm. don't.
No, you, not
you
at need, all.
You got to find something more interesting than dead children to get Wayne LaPierre to care. Like, it's dead kids are just the cost. That's just the price.
They get in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really astounding. So, anyway.
Because no one's dead. It's all just actors.
Right.
Well, I think it's on that note, game. We don't need a thoughtful vulgarity.
That's what I said. No, we covered that.
Yeah.
We had this show this way too many times.
So. Yeah, way too many times.
Yeah.
And we've been on a few years, but still.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Wow. And jazz makes it all better.
Yeah. Sure.
So hopefully we can have
Fergie sing.
Amish come in and
that'd be, fun.
Be a part
I'll
of
message
it.
Him. Yep. I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, or
we're
Becca.
In his,
Becca's coming.
Yeah. We can have one a week. We got 7-8 months till the election.
Lots of time.
How's my man?
Oh, good times. Anywho, thank you all for joining us in the chat room as you do each and every week. It's a pleasure to have you all, and maybe you'll return, maybe you won't.
Hopefully, we'll
see. Yeah. But
we'll be more uplifting next week.
Well, hopefully, yes. Yeah. As we wrap up tonight's show, we'll leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Oh my God.